Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Brachos 44 again, talking about things that are good for you. Let's talk a little more about that. The Gemara cites a brisa: spleen, meat, is good for the teeth but bad for the intestines. Leeks are bad for the teeth, but good for the intestines. All raw vegetables make the complexion pale, and all things not fully grown impede growth. Living things that are eaten whole, such as fully developed fish, restore vitality, and that which is near the vital organs restores vitality. Cabbage is for sustenance, and beets are for healing. Woe to the house stomach through which turnips are passing. So the brisa here gives many different ideas about how to take care of our bodies. We talked about this the other day. But the interesting thing is that it talks not just about what's good overall, but especially for the teeth. You know, we're supposed to brush our teeth twice a day, every day, for 2 minutes, using the proper motions in the teeth. I'm not a dentist, but been to the dentist many times. We've got to be better about that. We also are supposed to do the flossing, also very good. Now we're talking about that in the Gemara, but important to take care of the health for the teeth health. And in general, the idea of vitality, we should realize that we should try to eat things that are wholesome, that are healthy, that give us vitality, that give benefit to us, not just that make us feel good in the moment, but actually can make us feel good in the long run, that can make our bodies feel good in the long run. And when we think about vitality, how the food gives us the vitality, we shouldn't live to eat, but we should eat to live. And this really goes on myself as well. When it comes time to eating, we should really carve out time for eating. A lot of times, a lot of people say how they wolf down their sandwich at their desk, or they wolf down their soup or whatever they're eating that day at the desk. Really, you should carve out time for you and the food. You should carve out time to be able to eat the food and enjoy the food. Hashem made all these wonderful things on our earth in order for us to enjoy them and eat them. How sad is it if we eat it without even tasting it, without even really enjoying it? We say a bracha on it, we wolf it down and say a bracha after it. What did we really experience? What did we really enjoy? What did we really gain from it? When I come to work at that 8 o'clock, I try to carve time to start the day off right, to have that breakfast time. And then in the middle of the day, whenever it is, I try to carve out some time to eat that lunch, and then dinner, even though it's craziness with cranky hours, we still try to carve out that time for dinner. Sometimes we'll do second dinner also, but it's important that not only is the food give us the healthy and we eat healthy, but also make it timely healthy, healthy time to eat. Carve out the time in the morning, the middle of the day, and the end of the day to actually enjoy the food and benefit from the food, which is what Hashem wants for us among the many things He wants from us. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 45 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.